Hello, everyone, and welcome to the next in our series, Coping with the Coronavirus. For today's podcast, I'm joined by Tara George, who's Development and Alumni Relations Director at St. Benedict's. Thank you so much, Tara, for joining us today.
No problem.
So we just wanted to chat through over the next sort of 10 minutes how you've moved forward in this, we're week six now of lockdown, and what the school's been doing and what you as a development director have been doing over the last few weeks. So firstly, how's your school responded to the current situation, and what have been your sort of immediate priorities from a development perspective?
I think we all kind of knew we were probably going, when we were watching the news, that we were going to close imminently. So we kind of had an opportunity to have a couple of back conversations as to what our messaging was going to be. We established a hardship fund, and we also established a 20% adjustment off fees, and that message went out pretty quickly to parents when we announced we were closing. So from that, we also knew that what we were not we don't have endowments or funds that we can access, so we really are reliant on fundraising. So two things happened really, I guess, was that my annual fund still was literally dead in the water. I knew that wasn't going to happen. It wasn't going to be a priority. And secondly, we knew that from some of the reactions from some of our families, we were going to struggle to financially support families who were coming forward to say, with small businesses or being paid dividends to businesses, so can't access government grants, that we were really needing to react to this. So following the headmaster's announcement of the adjustment of fees and the hardship fund, I wrote to everybody to say, look, if you don't need your adjustment, or you can donate to the rescue fund, this is what we're doing, and this is what it's for, and it is to keep children in our classrooms as much as possible, where we can support families for at least this term. So that's kind of where I'm up to. On the alumni stuff, we try obviously it was a very busy term for us. We have a big dinner, we have lots of reunions, we have golf, we have cricket days. So we've tried very much to put together little informational videos, looking back on past pictures, saying, it's postponed, it's not cancelled. So just keeping the momentum going. We've also created podcasts, careers podcasts for our upper six, which have been recorded by our alumni. We are doing careers clinics every Tuesday as well, which again is information from our alumni community, and they're really focusing on helping the upper sixth and what will be our new graduates come June.
Wow, that's quite an impressive reaction, both engagement wise and fundraising wise already to within sort of 5 6 weeks. That's
It's
a
been
pretty quick
busy.
turnaround.
It's been busy. Busy but good, because I guess although I don't have sight of the particular families, I do have sight of some of the issues being raised in terms of businesses going bust, people literally having no cash flow. It's kind of a good way of giving back to the community, I guess, who are always supporting me because I'm always asking them. So although I'm still asking the wider community, there's very specific help going back into the community who would be our supporters normally. So that feels quite good. And it's a good message to push out to the alumni as well. And it's been great, actually, the reaction of the alumni. And they mightn't be able to help financially, but a lot have said, who cannot help financially, have said, sign me up for the careers clinics. I'm happy to give in that way. So it's been a community effort, which is really nice to see.
That's brilliant. That's really a really positive response to what is sort of quite a, an uncertain time, I suppose, and challenging time. And I guess that brings me on to my next question around the biggest, what's been the biggest impact or challenge for you and your office over the past sort of 6 weeks, and what steps have you taken to manage this?
Well, I mean, like every big ask, as we all know, there's a huge amount of admin that needs to go behind that. I think the biggest challenge is the communications, what we're saying to parents, making sure we're all on the same page. You know, lining up for a Zoom meeting with the headmaster, who's obviously hugely, hugely busy with online virtual learning. So that's been a little bit of a struggle. Keeping my own team on the straight and narrow in terms of they're worried about their jobs, they're worried about the future. But also simple things like accessing and printing. Some people have printers. One of my team members doesn't have a printer, and she was having to go somewhere to print things in the early days when we could access. So there's the usual bumps along the road. And of course, you know, we're all in different locations. So things are getting crossed, wires are getting crossed, things are getting done twice or not getting done. So I guess it's just, we've learned now, I think in week, whatever we're in, we kind of Monday morning, 9 o'clock, everyone kind of touches base and we decide whose job is what, so to speak. And things are up and running more at school now, because obviously the students are back at school. So the teaching is taking place. So that has freed up the senior leadership team, you know, to feed back to me where we're up to, what the need looks like, and you know, really what we should be telling the community at large about, you know, how we are supporting. Because I think that's very important, is the transparency to say this money has been raised, but this, you know, this is what the need is.
That whole thing I picked up there was the communication, both internally and externally. So yeah. Internally, it's about readjusting, changing how maybe you've worked in the past, how you maybe taken things for granted, that you'll just have that conversation in the office and then, you know, it will get done. Whereas actually you've got to think ahead a little bit more maybe and talk yeah. through who's doing what. So you don't, as you say, do both the same thing or, but equally the external messaging as well, then showing the impact and the value of everything that's happening. And I suppose that's going to be really important for that ongoing fundraise. And I guess that brings me on to sort of my next question, which is how you envisage your development strategy changing over the coming months. And so are there things you plan to do differently? Are there new activities that you think you're going to bring in that, you know, would generate more engagement, more interest, more income? I just wondered what your thoughts are for the road ahead. And I appreciate it's quite unsure at the minute, but how you think you might go forward.
Well, I think the most pressing issue is the rescue fund. We initially thought this was going to be something that would be for the Trinity term. But unfortunately, it's now looking like this might be an issue going into Michaelmas term. So that's going to be something that we have to focus on. And I guess it's that fine line between asking and telling the community that we need help, but you can't obviously go too far, and that families are facing their own problems and everyone's locked down, etc. So it's finding that line. The annual fund that we were working on this year, so we were looking to raise about £150,000 for floodlights for our sports fields and obviously our ongoing bursary provision. So that really will have to go into a second year because it's not going to be a priority for this year. And certainly you couldn't justify installing floodlights when we have families with you know, facing real and sudden hardship. So I guess that messaging is my priority now. And to reassure people who've given to the bursary fund and to the floodlight fund that's happening, it's still there. But right now we have a much more serious need and we've got to deal with that. In terms of our events, it's a hard one really, because you know, this is a great term. It's lots of outdoor events, cricket. We have a great cricket day, we have a great golf day. So I'm trying to find dates in September, but I guess the issue will be, so is everybody else. So I'm not yeah. sure if we're out in September, but will it be too crazy and people will just be overwhelmed with events and invites? So we've decided to just take two key events forward and then reschedule all the ones that we would normally have for next year. And simply because I think, I don't know what the climate will be like or what the appetite will be like, because this is going to be a tough summer for everybody. So that's really where we are. And I guess the annual fund carrying over does, in a way, it kind of, at least I have that focus carrying on. I don't have to come up with something else for next year. And I don't, who knows how long the rescue fund will need to be in place as well. So that's going to be my priority I think, in the immediate future, certainly for over the summer.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much, Tara, for spending some time with us and sharing what you've done to date and what you're doing over the coming months. I think that's really, it's just really important for us to share within across the IDP community at the minute and get a sense of what different schools are doing and how we can support our communities, engage our communities, and even fundraise, as you really, as you pointed out there, in terms of things like hardship funds. So thank you so much for your time and best of luck over the next few months.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Thanks, Tara. Take care. Bye-bye.